This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All this week, Stateside is joining with other NPR programs across the nation in exploring trade. We're looking at what does it mean for Michigan and its people. The Gordie Howe International Bridge from Windsor to Detroit, once it's built, will be one of the most important tools Michigan has for international trade. It's projected some 5,000 trucks a day will cross the new bridge, and that means they'll be traveling through the Detroit neighborhood of Delray. So what's good for Michigan trade, not to mention America's and Canada's trade, is going to be felt very, very deeply by the people who live in Delray. Simone Sagovec is here with us. She's the project director for the Southwest Detroit Community Benefits Coalition. Good to have you with us, Simone.
Good afternoon.
And also with us is one of the Delray residents who will be affected by the Gordie Howe Bridge. Selena Carrion is the mother of seven children. Hello, Selena, and thanks so much for being with us.
Not a problem. Good afternoon.
Selena, you've lived in Delray since you were about 12 years old. You own a home. You're raising your family. Tell us what this neighborhood is like.
The neighborhood, as I know it, is very, very connected. Everyone knows each other. Everyone's related. It's a family. The community, as I've known it over the years, has started to deplete. People are leaving. So it's not as big a community as it used to be, but it's still our community, and it's like a family.
And Simone, you were telling me how, even though much of Michigan may not have heard about the impending arrival of this bridge, this is something that the people of Delray have been hearing about, and it's been swirling around you since 2001?
2001, and it's hard to imagine, but for many people, there were children who grew up their entire lives from kindergarten. They're graduating, they're heading to college now, while their families have been wrestling with the decisions that they have to make about what is going to happen for their future.
What do both of you think about the bridge in general?
Well, the bridge is something that may be a necessity for our trade. I think that any development project really needs to be considering how it's placed in the communities where it's located. The bridge may bring all kinds of development, other developments that will come because of the bridge. It may bring jobs that people have been waiting for. People talked about wanting to walk to work again. And so when this bridge project first came up, there were people in the community who, of course, were always afraid of what is it going to mean for me. Some of those people thought, maybe we'll actually see jobs. Maybe there will be a revival here of activity. And of course, it's been a very long road for the community.
And we'll let you pick up, Selena, your thoughts about the bridge.
I actually support a bridge that comes with community benefits. I think it's a good thing for our overall economy. It'll boost the economy, improve our infrastructure, and increase our exporting, which we would like, right? And give us easier access to international ports. So I think with all that said, what that would do with this new bridge would create new jobs, grow companies, attract new businesses, and hopefully secure a middle class. That's why I support it, but I support it with community benefits.
Because there's the consideration of the price that you and your neighbors in Delray are going to pay that no one else is going to have to pay as the bridge is built. And then you have these starting with 5,000 a day, and we hear it could even go up much higher as far as these trucks. What do you fear as far as the day-to-day impact that all of this could have on your quality of life and on your health?
Well, quality of health, I worry about because I do have seven children, and we will have this increased truck traffic that will come through. Not only that, with trading, you'll have the trains that'll continue to come through. My concern is not only health, but also the noise impacts and connectivity.
And I know, Simone Sagovec, as you're working with the Southwest Detroit Community Benefits Coalition, you're trying to be the voice of the community in all of this planning. What kind of concerns are you expressing? And I'm wondering, to whom? Who are you talking to, and what are you being told?
One of the big concerns is for the residents who will be stranded, essentially, by the project, left around the infrastructure, who aren't going to be bought out. And as people learn more and more about how close they're going to be living to where the I-75 service drive will be expanded, they're going to be buying a few houses off of that service drive, but the service drive will expand. And so people who right now don't live on the service drive essentially will be. There isn't a separation between these land uses, residential and the transportation. I mean, that's a problem everywhere near highways, but it's a densely populated community. In fact, on the north side of the community there, it's the most densely populated in the city of Detroit, with the highest number of children per family. So we are concerned about those health impacts. And we've been talking, you ask who we're talking with, we've been talking for years. It started with MDOT. And then when the 2012 U.S.-Canada agreement was signed, it included door opener language for community benefits to be provided as part of the bidding process for this bridge. That led to us having conversations with now what is the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority. And we have a community advisory group that meets with the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority, and we have submitted requests for the community benefits that the community would like to see.
What kind of community benefits when you say, here's what we want?
Things like offering optional buyouts for people who are going to be stranded, providing that kind of green space and other amenable infrastructure for the community. For example, we'd like to see a better connected community to the riverfront. Residents want to be connected to each other and to the park system that's there, possibly seeing there be some broader recreational cross-border development that happens. But at the ground level of the community, residents really want to make sure that it works for them, that there is truck routing that is going to be away from impacting their families, making sure that residents have the opportunity to access the jobs that are created from the bridge, that they would be receiving training opportunities to access those jobs. So the main areas of community benefits typically are for environmental protections, that there be mitigations. With this project, especially since the main impacts are coming from the thousands of trucks and the diesel emissions, we're looking for programs to reduce diesel emissions in the trucks.
And these are things that have been done elsewhere, so you know they could work.
They absolutely have been done elsewhere. We always point to the ports of Los Angeles, Long Beach, where they successfully implemented a diesel truck mitigation program. It's also a big public-private project. There are always differences, but it shows that there are opportunities, and we can be talking about different ways to bring those opportunities to the Detroit area, where we are going to be a trade hub. We already are, but we're going to be a growing trade hub. And it's well documented across the country what the impacts are of residents who live in these trade zones, where the diesel emissions is high from the intermodal activity, not just the trucks, but the intermodal, the rail activity, and the boats that come by.
Selena Carrion, do you and your neighbors worry that you're going to have to move?
I do worry. I didn't. Years ago, I wasn't so much worried about that because when I originally bought the house, I planned to live there forever. You know, it's a good place for me to live. I have 7 children. I didn't expect to ever have to worry about paying rent somewhere or obtaining like a mortgage payment. I never expected to have to worry about those things. I thought I secured that by purchasing a home outright. But now I worry that that's something that's coming down the line, that I'll eventually be either forced out because they won't make a decision, or I'll just be bought out and then have to relocate my family. And you cannot put a price on this. You cannot put a price on family. I can look across the street and I see my mom. I can look the other way, my son, and behind me, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law down the street. My family is all there. You cannot put a price on that. So how will I ever get that back? So yeah, that's a great concern of mine, having to move or relocate or be pushed out.
Or be pushed out. And Simone Sagovec, as Selena and other neighbors in Delray are wrestling with this, you're having a hard time getting a real concrete answer about what to expect?
That's true. The process for the remaining companies now that will be bidding to build the bridge is a highly protected bidding process. And so we won't know what's actually included, what the bridge developer, the successful bridge developer who's selected, we won't know until they're selected, until they enter a contract, what will actually be provided in the way of community benefits. We are having ongoing discussions. We know that Canada and Michigan agree that this project should be built well on both sides of the border. We look to what has happened on the Canadian side so far with the Herb Gray Parkway, how they've included buffering distances that's considered in the design of the project. They've got green park space over the top. That's much longer distance that they had to build that connector road to the Highway 401, but the design of it is very friendly to the communities and to the residents around it, and we're looking for that same kind of thing on this side of the border.
We've seen in the past in Flint, we've seen certainly the Black Bottom neighborhood in Detroit that vanish and sacrificed on the altar of progress, whether it's building a freeway, whatever, for redevelopment. Do you fear that that's going to happen to Delray?
I think the signs are there that it's very likely to happen. We don't know what will happen, though, once the bridge is built. There will be some cleanup of industrial sites that have been left abandoned for years. That's a positive. But for the remaining residential area, which, as Selena said, has become depleted, it's a challenge that we are now having conversations with the city of Detroit about how do we continue services, how do we continue to make it a livable community for the remaining residents, while we know that there's going to be a higher and increasing level of interest for transportation and trade-related activities to also locate near the bridge. And so what do we do with that? We know that the city is looking at areas all across its boundaries, and where there's been decline in residential population, those services are sort of slated in the long term to not provide for residents anymore. So we need a phased plan for this community, which will acknowledge the hardships that people have already been having for so long, and how we provide amenities that anybody wants. You want park near you, you want a place for your kids to play, you want it to be safe, you don't want there to be illegal dumping continuously, so you need security measures happening. These are the basics that really any community wants, and we're saying with this project, with the services that this project is going to provide to the state of Michigan and well beyond, just like the other industries that are hosted in this community, the impacts of those industries are borne on the people who live there. And many across the state don't actually realize what that's like in a community like this. How most people like their communities, that's how people in Delray would like their community.
Simone Sagovec is the project director for the Southwest Detroit Community Benefits Coalition. And we've been talking with Selena Carrion, who is a lifelong Delray resident. Thank you so much to both of you for giving voice to the concerns of the neighbors in Delray.
Thank you.
Thank you.